Community Conversations today brought to you by Flint County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. We have a studio full of students, Kay Winkleman, athletes, I should say.
Students and athletes, I would say. High school kids, and it's both a boys and girls bowling teams. First of all, let's have you introduce all you guys.
Okay, I'll go first. I am Sullivan Girlman. I am a part of the boys bowling team.
I'm Joey Roble.
I'm Noah White.
I'm Ellie Bullen.
I'm Kinley Baugh.
I'm Alexis Putney.
And of course, we have Coach in here.
Yeah, Casey Brando, Coach.
Well, good morning to all you guys. It's a big weekend for bowling. Am I correct on that?
Correct.
Okay, let's start with the guys. Let's talk about how you describe your season so far and what the highlight has been for the boys team.
I would say a pretty good highlight for us is just how we've been bowling the season in general. You know, we're very, very energetic. We've done, last Saturday we had an independence tournament. We placed fourth at it, and you know, we got three meets ahead. We got Columbus tonight. I think we're honestly looking really good this season for the boys.
Where are you bowling tonight?
We are at home against Columbus Catholic.
Both teams?
Just the boys.
Okay. Let's have the girls then answer the same question. Talk about the highlights of the season and what has brought you to this point.
I would agree with Sully. Just like overall, we've done a really great job this year, especially having such like a young team. And another highlight is we got second place at conference on Wednesday, which is really exciting. We were close to first. We got one win against Decorah. Anything else?
It's gone by really, really fast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Guys, and maybe Joey, somebody else can talk.
Go ahead.
Talk about the major accomplishments this year. Tournament finishes, personal best games, team milestones.
We've just had lots of high games this year, and we have a bunch of really good bowlers, and we've been bowling really well.
Yeah, I'd like to add, usually last year, like last year, we would have a couple meets in there. We'd be under 3,000, which is a 200 average as a team. We haven't shot under 3,000 so far this year. So, and we got a meet coming up where we're like, maybe that might be it because their lanes are a little iffy. But, yeah, that's probably one of our biggest accomplishments is we've been averaging over 200 consistently.
Wow, that's awesome.
We've shot a couple 3,200s, which is around like a 215 average as a team, which many teams don't get. So,
you know, adding on to that too, I like how we really adapt to, you know, just not being at home because we'll need that for sure. And that's what helps us get to state.
Okay. Girls, same question for you. Major accomplishments, milestones, personal best games?
I think we do really good as a team overall because this year we have three freshmen on varsity, and we're doing pretty good.
There you go.
Okay.
So I want to know, in the studios, anybody, I know one person that's had a 300 game over the past year. Is anybody else? No. You have, so we have two in studio. Well, the Common Bowl does a really good job of posting videos of those things on their Facebook page. So shout out to you two for getting that 300. I can barely get 100.
So for listeners who may not follow high school bowling, boys, let's go with you first. Talk about your typical meet works, how it works, the differences between the traditional scoring and Baker format?
So, like, we start with two normal games. It's just head-to-head. And then out of the six bowlers, we'll drop the lowest score. And then move into Bakers, and you pick top or your five bowlers, and you assign them, like, 1 and 6 and 2 and 7 and so on.
Frames.
And, yeah, for frames. And then you just bowl that out, and then that's your score.
Mm-hmm. And is that the same for the girls' teams, too?
Yes.
Okay.
So, that being said, now, girls, they have their state qualifying meet. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's coming up in Carroll on Monday. And the boys have their Baker tournament February 4th. Is that
correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Walk-on the 6th. Boys state qualifying meet on the 16th. So, talk about how you're prepping, not just physically, but mentally for these big upcoming competitions.
I'd say just don't let a whole lot of distractions get in our way. I think that was probably a big thing 2 years ago when we went over to Sanborn. It was a 3-hour drive, and we didn't perform as good as we usually did. Like the meet before that state qualifying meet, we shot a 3,100, and we went in and to Sanborn, we shot a 2,900, which is obviously just under that 200, but we just weren't really mentally prepared, especially going to another house, and it's, you know, different lanes, different oil pattern, all that. We just weren't very prepared in that moment. But, I mean, obviously we still made it, but it took a couple games to get up to that point where we were prepared.
We just got to focus up and just practice, really.
Yeah.
Little things that matter.
Okay, girls, same question for you.
I think within like the past few meets, we've been working like mentally to like move on if we make a mistake. And I think we're prepared. Like we've been practicing spares and everything like that. So it is just like the mental game once we get to sub-state. And I think we'll do good.
Okay. Now, when you get to state qualifying meet, what's the difference about the atmosphere and the pressure compared to a regular season competition? Guys first.
Well, it's definitely a lot of more people there because that's where it all matters, and a lot more teams there, and just, you know, we handle pressure really well because, you know, we're not in our heads and we just bowl how we usually do at home.
Girls? Who's gonna speak?
Honestly, probably like what Soli had said, different atmosphere, a lot more people, where it all begins to like be a lot more under pressure and
yeah.
Okay.
So that being said, what should our community know about this year's Kama Bowling teams? How can fans show their support as you head into a postseason play?
I'd say definitely if you have a free day on the 16th, come out to wherever the post sub-state is. We have an idea it could be here this year for the boys. I know, obviously, they're in Carroll, but since it's going to be different since they started 2 weeks. And, you know, if you have an open day, go out, watch us bowl, because this is one of the best teams that we've had in a while, and I think it would be definitely a good thing to watch, especially if you're trying to get into the sport and you're just, you know, watching us to bowl, you know. Yeah.
Also, adding on to that, if you're free Monday, tune into their Facebook page, Chelsea Comic Bowling, to see the girls, possibly.
Oh, cool. All right, Coach, let's get you in here. Talk about your teams.
I'll start with the boys. Doug Boland's their coach, but, I mean, watching the boys this year has just been incredible. Their energy, their teamwork. Like, there's been some ups and downs, you know, and some of the chemistry, but overall, like, they're coming together when it means the most at the meets, and it's just great to see. I mean, seriously, if you went to our meets and saw them in person, electrifying. Our girls, just like Kinley was saying, it's a very young team. We have a lot of freshmen and we're trying to build, but this is the first year I felt so comfortable with our team chemistry. We're getting along and we're starting to make strides in our improvements, which is exactly what we need when we go into postseason on Monday. I couldn't ask for anything better. We got a lot of work to do and it's gonna be great.
Well, very good. Good luck. Congratulations on a great season so far. Anything else you want to add?
I got nothing.
Try to make it on the 16th.
Okay.
And we'll wrap it up with a Go Comets!
Yay!
Go Comets!
Good boys and girls.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.